Case number PU07757. This is the matter of the joint application of Otter Tail Corporation, DBA Otter Tail Power Company, and Cass County Electric, Inc. for approval of a service area agreement covering the area in and around Kindred, North Dakota, under North Dakota Century Code, Section 490306. And this one was more of a surprise to the commission. I'm just speaking for myself because we didn't know that there had not been an area service agreement or that there was one under consideration for that area of the state. And again, we're pleased to have you here and to have the chance to review this agreement that's before us. I'm Commissioner Susan Weefald, and with me today are Commissioners Tony Clark and Commissioner Kramer. I'll first go to my fellow commissioners and see if they have any welcoming comments.
Welcome. Good afternoon.
Welcome.
All right. And next we'll go and have the parties identify themselves, starting with Otter Tail.
I'm Bruce Gerhardson, Associate General Counsel for Otter Tail Corporation.
Jerry Coyne, I'm the Operations Manager based out of Wapton.
Nice to see you again, Jerry. And you too, Bruce. Mm-hmm. Next we'll go to Cass.
Bill Schlossman, Counsel for Cass Electric, Vogel Law Firm in Fargo.
Scott Handy, CEO of Cass County Electric.
Nice to have you both with us this afternoon as well. All right, and who would like to present the agreement to the commission?
Well, actually, Mr. Schlossman and I had prepared this in tandem. He put it together, but I think what I'd like him to do, if he's okay with it, is he can, for administrative ease, maybe walk through some slides that we...
Yes, I think that would be very helpful to the commission. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's indeed a pleasure to be out here on a matter where we're in agreement. We think we've made a good agreement for not only the utilities, but for the public interest as well in and around the Kindred area. Jerry, you want to move to the first slide? What I'd like to do, what we plan to do today is just talk briefly. I'm going to go over the legal highlights of the agreement, and then Jerry Coyne will get into the nitty-gritty of the territorial allocations that are made under the agreement. Our agreement, the first part, deals with separating out the territories. There were two components of that. First, with the territories that were divided out, each party has an obligation to serve customers within that territory. It is not a matter of if you want to, they're obligated to serve within their territory. The second is the matter of whether the other party can serve in that territory, and the answer to that is generally no. The territories are exclusive territories. There is an exception to that. And one of the first issues we handled when we started negotiating the agreement was whether or not there would be any transfer of customers from one territory to the other, because we both have customers within the other territory. As a matter of fact, I think Cass Electric's headquarters are in Otter Tail's service area. And we did provide that existing customers would not be transferred in any respect, with a couple of exceptions, and that is if a place is abandoned and disconnected for 120 days, then that would end up transferring when it got reconnected to the party whose territory the customer was in. And also if there was a material change, say you had a single-phase farm and all of a sudden there's an ethanol plant going up, if that were to occur, then that would result in a change to the party whose territory that plant was located in. And finally, if there's a mutual agreement, there may be situations where it's just time for whatever reason to change, and where we reach mutual agreement, we may switch back. our agreement is fairly simple. It does not involve any sale or transfer of plant whatsoever, due in large part to the fact that we aren't transferring customers. The agreement runs for, it was originally going to be 25 years, but the negotiations took long enough that we ended up with 24 years because the December 31, 2031 date remained fixed. So it's a 24-year term. And the agreement does provide that it will automatically renew every 5 years unless either party provides notice to others. So it does provide for some continuation after that point in time. Talking about that, I should mention that the territories, basically the agreement covers Normanna Township, and Cass Electric's territory is every place in Normanna Township that isn't allocated to Otter Tail. And Jerry will go over in some more detail the selection of the parties' respective territory. But there will not be any reallocation after the agreement goes into effect. On service quality, both parties agree to provide service to their customers consistent with applicable law and their respective kindred franchise agreements. And the parties also agreed that there would be, they would cooperate to minimize disruption with customers when services are transferred between parties. The agreement remains subject to the City of Kindred franchise. The franchise agreements currently are not coterminous with this agreement. So there may be need to renew the franchise. If the franchise is not renewed for whatever reason, that would discontinue the effect of the agreement. But both parties agree to cooperate with each other and not to kind of backdoor and interfere with the other party's franchise agreement. And then as required by the statute, we have the same provision that was included in the MDU capital agreement requiring that the this commission retain jurisdiction to resolve disputes. We believe the agreement is in the best interest of the parties, that it complies with law, and urge its approval. I will turn it over to Jerry Coyne now to discuss the territorial allocations that were made in the agreement. Jerry?
Okay. Thank you, Bill. We Scott and I got together a couple years ago and started looking at this and the opportunities that it presents as a result of the 2005 legislative session, and so we selected Kindred to start out with and looked at where Cass County Electric's existing customers are, and as well as where Otter Tail's customers were within the city of Kindred, and from there we ventured out and made our decisions as to which quarter section and so forth would go for each area. The only area that isn't by quarter section and township would be in the northeast of the northeast section of section 32. And basically, that's a little different because of the existing customer load. It's outlined in pink on the map here. Yeah, and on the southeast part of that small triangle there, Cass County is serving an elevator site right there at the time, plus about three or four houses, Scott.
And two houses and a church and a funeral home.
Yeah, so those will stay with Cass Electric, and the future load then would be with Otter Tail Power. So that's, Scott, do you have anything to add as to how we got?
Not really. Maybe just to kind of summarize, we really tried to keep two things in mind when we were establishing where the line was. One was to sort of meander where our facilities were adjacent or intermingled. We wanted to split the difference there. But outside of those areas, we tried as much as we could to follow quarter section or half section lines just to make a little more presentable map. And in one case, we ended up following a railroad, which is a fairly fixed geographic fixture as well.
I need a little help. Okay. Would you go over the map in a little more detail, please, telling us what the cross-hatching means and what the area in pink incorporates?
Okay. Right. I think for ease, it might be better if I just wrap
Yes, that would
map.
Be great. Just a minute. Jerry's going to enlarge it for you.
If you go up to the Morrissey's Point.
Ah.
Is it that one? That
yes.
one.
There you go.
There we go.
And then just click through it.
Now click through it so that we can see this. And, okay.
That should be a little bit larger. Okay, this was taken from an Otter Tail Power Township print, and so the cross lines here are the existing city limits of Kindred.
Okay. Crosshatch is existing city limits, okay?
Yes. The dotted area to the east and south will be the new area that Otter Tail, for new load, will take the customers in that area, with the exception of this small piece right down here, which will remain with Cass County Electric.
Okay, so at the present time, Otter Tail is already serving the customers in the crosshatch area?
Not out here yet. That's in the city limits, but we have no customers out there. Our
okay.
customers are basically in this area right here.
Okay.
For the city of Kindred at this point.
Present customers are in pink outline of crosshatched areas.
Mm-hmm.
Outer tails.
Yes.
All right. And your future expansion then would be to the east and to the south.
That's
for Outer Tail.
Jerry, we do have some customers to the east of the corporate city limit.
Right in here, yes. This
so
has
there
been
are a
next,
few existing.
Since it's not an updated print as far as that goes, but there is a small area right in here that was recently annexed into the city limits, and we're serving that right
okay.
here.
Okay. And then the other area that is not enclosed in the pink boundary and that is not crosshatched.
Would
continue to be
Cass County Electric. They have customers out in this area.
And where is Cass County's headquarters presently located, since that was mentioned?
Downtown.
Right.
That's in
there.
Downtown Kindred. Okay. All right.
Yep.
Okay. And on the tell us about in your particular agreement. In the one that we just had before us in the other case, that was taken first to the city and then to the Public Service Commission. Tell us the order of your steps to have this approved both by the city and by the Public Service Commission.
Okay. Once we came to terms between Otter Tail and Cass County, then Scott Handy and myself met with the city council last July, I believe, at their council meeting and presented this agreement to them. Gave them the opportunity for questions and input, and at that meeting, then they passed a motion of support and signed the agreement as well.
Okay, so that's all done?
Yes.
At this time, the City of Kindred support. But then tell us about, you mentioned, though, that you do not have 24-year franchise agreements from the City of Kindred. So how long are your franchise agreements with the City of Kindred?
We typically get a 20-year franchise agreement with the city.
And when were those, when did those start?
I forgot to check this morning.
I don't have a copy of the franchise along either, so I can't give you the start date of the existing franchise.
Okay, can you tell us approximately how many years are left in the existing franchise? Or do you want to submit that to us?
I can submit that to you. I believe we just got one renewed within the last 5 years. But I will double-check on that and
that
provide that.
Be, you, and you remember that being a 20-year franchise?
Yes.
Okay. But if you could submit to us.
I'll get the exact date for you.
Would that be correct?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The date of that. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
We have a franchise agreement that runs for 20 years, and it ends in 2022.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And... And the, I had another question, too. Have you had any customers get in touch with you, either group? We have not at the commission. At least I'm not aware of any customers who contacted the commission on this particular case. But have either company had customers contact you with questions or concerns about the division of the service territory?
we've had three contacts, and it wasn't based on concern. I think it was, well, two of them were based on curiosity, and one was a contact that we initiated when we heard about a project that appeared like it was going to be close to the line. In one case, we had an individual that was interested in purchasing a lot in a development right adjacent to the line, and he asked if we could provide electric service to the lot. It was not on our side of the line. Out of courtesy to the inquiring person, I did call Jerry and say, how do you feel about this? And she confirmed what I thought, that they would, Otter Tail would prefer to stick to the agreement. So that was our response.
It
to,
wasn't my dad, was it?
It wasn't your dad, no. in another case, in the line that runs at a diagonal there along the railroad tracks, there's an elevator facility that's constructing some grain storage facilities on the west side of the railroad tracks in what is shown as Otter Tail's area there. Unbeknownst to us, at least before the fact, the customer extended its own wires under the railroad tracks and is serving its storage facility on the west side from an electric service provided by Cass on the east side. And there again, I visited with Jerry and informed her of that, we agreed that we wouldn't make an issue out of it, but if it had been an issue, I think we would have been in a position of going to the customer and saying, you really can't do that because the new facility is in Otter Tail's area. We did inform the customer that if their facilities on the west side grew to a point where they needed a separate electric service there, that at that point the entire service would need to revert or go to provision by Otter Tail.
Mm-hmm. In that case, you treated that one as an existing customer.
We did.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that was an agreement that we called each other up and talked about it. The third instance is it's a virtual project right now, but there's some discussion about an oilseed processing facility that would be in that area to the west of the railroad tracks. Mm-hmm. And there was some uncertainty over whether it would be north or south of that horizontal pink line.
Yes.
At the bottom there. And as the project has developed, it seems to be moving farther north each time to, if they build where their intent is now, it would clearly be in Otter Tail's service area, and we've informed them of that.
Thank you. I appreciate that very complete update. Otter Tail, do you have anything that you'd like to add? Have you had any contacts from customers with wishes or concerns or questions about this?
No, we have not. The only issues are the ones that Scott brought up.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you. Okay, I'll go next to my fellow commissioners and see if they have any questions.
Scott, just historically, is that the airport and all that new development, is that, I think Jerry said it was previously annexed, has that not always been annexed in the city of Kinder? I guess I always assumed it was.
It's our understanding that the city boundaries actually ran down the center of what we call the Kindred Highway.
So the school wasn't
and
the, even
I don't believe the school was annexed into the city prior to this recent annexation. That certainly predates my 25 years at Cass Electric and probably predates Jerry's experience as well.
Okay. You just assume certain things, I guess.
Yeah.
I have nothing.
Mm-hmm. I have nothing.
All right. Staff, we'll go first to Jerry Lean.
And and you have my memo recommending that it be approved, and mm-hmm. I don't have any further questions.
All right. And do other staff that are here today have any questions about the agreement? Lana Jeff Kosacko or Bill Bennett, our Congress Council? No further questions? All right. Then, yes,
Madam
would you like to share some more?
If mm-hmm. I could just make a summary statement.
Yes.
We put a great deal of effort into this facility because, or into this agreement because, as Jerry mentioned, this is probably the first of several. There are numerous communities where Otter Tail provides service in the community and Cass in, mm-hmm. you know, around the periphery of it. So we wanted this to be a model for the rest of them. So we took a great deal of care in putting this together. And from my perspective, I'm very complimentary and appreciative of Otter Tail's willingness and Jerry's in particular to agree to sit down and work this out in a very civil, very progressive, productive setting. It went very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
We would have liked for our agreement to have been the first one that you saw and not to be a surprise.
Okay. But it sounds like it took a little bit longer, and sometimes that's fine. Mm-hmm.
I'll say this. Jerry and I reached agreement long before the documents were produced.
<All right. clears throat> All right.
To the defense of the lawyers, there is no boilerplate, and we did think about it hard. There are issues of what do you do when it's over and that sort of thing, and I do appreciate it, too, and I know that Jerry does, that we really talked about and anticipated those as yet unseen circumstances that might arise and hope to avoid any conflict at those times, too.
It's always good to have the lawyers look everything over carefully before anything is signed, and we understand that.
I noticed yours is 757. And you hand delivered it, dropping it in the mail.
Thank you. That will conclude the informal hearing on case number PU07757. Thank you so much for your attendance and interest.
Thank you very much.